NBAA 2009 finishes up a little smaller, but exhibitors aren't complaining. Barden scholarship recipients are announced, and Les Klein went to Orlando and came home with a PC-12. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, October 23rd, 2009. NBAA 2009 wrapped up yesterday in Orlando, and those trade show displays that cost more than your airplane are all back in their crates, ready for the ride home. Our crew there described the atmosphere as a mix of gloom among some of the manufacturers that may end up falling victim to the recession, and optimism on the part of those who appear to have the resources and good ideas to be counted among the survivors when this is over. The Wichita Eagle reports attendance was down about 25%, but exhibitors say the people who stayed home must not be the ones with money because quality of the prospects at the show was very good. Listen next week, starting Tuesday, for extended audio highlights of the show in the Aero News special feature. The Pilatus PC-12NG you may have seen on display inside the Orange County Convention Center isn't going back to Pilatus after the show, or even back to ProStar Pilatus Center, the dealer that brought it. Instead, a customer is taking it home. The keys to the plane were handed off during NBAA to Les Klein, chairman of Polymer Resources based in Stamford, Connecticut. The 35-year-old company will use the plane in support of its customer base. Of the choice, Klein remarked, quote, "In the end, the Pilatus reputation for product support, in addition to excellent operating economics, made the PC-12NG a clear choice," unquote. ProStar Pilatus Center is the factory-authorized sales and service center for the PC-12NG in New England, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, and Michigan. Before NBAA wrapped up its 2009 show, it went around handing out money in the form of scholarships. NBAA Barden Scholarship Awards totaling $5,000 went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical Science majors Joshua L. Olds and CFI Hillary Page Greenfield. Also to Laurel G. Mabry, a senior and private pilot who's majoring in aviation management at Southern Illinois University. Amber L. Sulzner, a senior at the University of Dubuque, who's majoring in aviation management and flight operations. And Rodney Hadley, a graduate student at the University of Central Missouri, majoring in aviation safety. The annual scholarships are named for Aviation Personnel International founder Janice K. Barden, who's been active in aviation for decades and who served many times as the local committee chair of NBAA's annual meeting and convention. A variety of other scholarships are also administered through NBAA. You can find a more complete summary and stories dated October 22nd at aero-news.net. Up next on ANN, Avidyne announces new services for its weather receivers. NBAA and AOPA will co-host light business aircraft shows next year. And EADS North America gets a new CEO with a big-time resume. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for October 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Avidyne announced at NBAA that it has added significant new weather products to the data feed for customers flying with the MLX-770 two-way data link transceivers. They include infrared satellite imagery, worldwide lightning and winds and temperatures aloft. Avidyne MFDs will require a field-loadable software update in order to view these new weather products. Third-party EFBs will also need software updates. MSRP for Avidyne's required software, available in December, is $495 U.S. for customers who already have release 3.0, 7.0, or later MFDs, and $1,095 for MFDs with older software. Avidyne is offering the software update free of charge for all current MLX-770 owners with an EX-500 or EX-5000 MFD. Installation may be extra. Standard worldwide data link weather service pricing, delivered via the Iridium satellite constellation, starts as low as $50 a month for 10 hours of flying with a basic service plan. Premium services plans cost about $115 monthly, again for 10 hours of flying. The National Business Aviation Association and the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association say they've signed a memorandum of understanding to co-host light business aircraft conferences beginning next year. The first LBA conference will take place in conjunction with NBAA 2010. That's October 19th through the 21st next year in Atlanta. A West Coast LBA conference will be held a few days later as part of the 2010 AOPA Aviation Summit in Long Beach, California. Next year, that'll run November 11th through the 13th. NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland noted, quote, NBAA and AOPA have a long history of working together, a strong overlap of interests, and an ongoing commitment to serve those in the industry. This agreement to jointly host these events specifically for light business airplane operators will greatly enhance the value NBAA and AOPA are able to provide to this important industry segment, unquote. NBAA's first LBA conference, which was held this week concurrent with NBAA 2009 in Orlando, is being described by organizers as a success. It was originally planned as a standalone event in San Diego, but merged with NBAA's main show as the recession deepened. IS&S, Innovative Solutions and Support, says Cessna has been granted an STC for its AdViz flat panel display system as a retrofit in some legacy Citation business jets. The upgrade replaces aging flight instruments on legacy Citations, resulting in reduced weight, improved reliability, and access to navigational aids. AdViz is now certified for the Citation 500, 550, S550, and 560. It's available in two or three 10.4-inch displays with options including e-charts from Jeppesen, XM Weather, and the display of enhanced vision systems. EADS has named Sean O'Keefe CEO of EADS North America. His appointment is effective November 1st, and he'll become a member of the parent company's executive committee beginning January 1st of 2010. Ralph D. Crosby Jr., the current chairman and CEO of EADS North America, will retain his position as chairman and oversee EADS' role in the Northrop Grumman KC-45 tanker offer to the U.S. Air Force. Crosby also will remain on the parent company's executive committee during the transition. O'Keefe has an impressive resume. He's a former U.S. Secretary of the Navy, NASA Administrator, Comptroller and CFO of the Department of Defense, Deputy Assistant to the President, and Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget. Since March of 2008, he has served as a Corporate Officer of GE and Vice President of GE Aviation's Washington Operations. Still ahead, Cessna calls again on Citation owners to give to the Special Olympics. You gotta be good to fit a 767 on a taxiway. And find the happiest guy in this picture. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, October 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. Cessna is once again recruiting Citation jet owners to help transport more than 2,000 athletes and coaches from across the U.S. to the 2010 Special Olympics USA National Games in Lincoln, Nebraska. Owners and operators are asked to donate their Citation business jets, pilots, and fuel for the airlift on two Saturdays, July 17th and July 24th, 2010. Registration is exclusively online. Cessna CEO Jack Pelton commented, quote, "While Cessna may be out front promoting the event, the Citation Special Olympics airlift wouldn't happen without our Citation owners making a commitment to provide a safe way for the athletes and coaches to travel to the games. Now more than ever, our industry and the athletes need the lift that can be provided by this unique event," unquote. It's hard not to note the role the project may also play in industry efforts to de-vilify business aviation. This will be the sixth time since 1987 that Cessna will organize a Citation Special Olympics airlift. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport is a great place to land a heavy. Runway 27 right is about 11,900 feet long. There's another long strip of pavement even farther right, also 11,900 feet long. It's called Taxiway M. Unfortunately for the crew of Delta Flight 60 arriving from Rio de Janeiro, it's apparently possible to mistake the taxiway to the right of 27 for 27 right. It happened this past Monday. The taxiway was active but clear, and the 767 was landed with no injuries. There was even a Czech airman on board, but he was back in the cabin after becoming ill during the flight. The NTSB is investigating. CNN reports Delta is cooperating. And finally, the past year's economy and bashing of GA by grandstanding politicians had some attendees feeling a little bit down at NBAA 2009 this year. But not Mike Casey of Fort Worth, Indiana. The Wichita Eagle reports Mike was the 348th person to roll the dice in a contest put on by the Greater Wichita Economic Development Coalition. Those were special dice marked with letters instead of dots. Mike's roll of seven dice beat odds of 47,000 to 1 when it came up with the letters in order, W-I-C-H-I-T-A, Wichita. For his display of good fortune, Mike won a 117-cubic-inch V-twin Wichita-made Big Dog motorcycle. Mike has another reason to be upbeat at NBAA. He doesn't work for a manufacturer who might have to lay him off in a recession. Mike works for the FAA. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Jeff Burke, executive director of the Branson Airport in Missouri. This is the first private commercial airport in the United States. We'll see how their business plan is working out. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.